we really want that new set of curtains. I don't know. What is it you want? But and we just sit there, we think about it. And sit now you start thinking about, well, if I had something I could sell, I would get the money and then I'll go buy this thing I want. If I had, well, I ain't got. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We what you giving your focus to. But if you change, and Philippians tell us to do this, you move that focus on over to what thus says the Lord. And what does he tell us? Lord is my shepherd. Let's go way back to Sunday school, little kids Sunday school. The Lord is my shepherd. Who don't know this? Now, you can't tell me you don't know the word, because everybody knows the Lord is my shepherd. What does the rest of that say? I shall not want. Sounds so elementary and so common, and we done said it so much, and it's just, but man, did you really just listen to what the word told us? Yeah. I shall not want. Let me turn to Matthew 6 right quick. I just need to scan through some stuff to make sure. Because while I was putting this together, let's go. I'm going to read verse 31 and on through, because I may mention the verse 33, but I mean, you want to get the full gist of what Jesus said to us right there. Let's back up a couple of verses, and let's just get all of it, or more of it. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Whether to all shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. What happened? Wait a minute. For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Are we Gentiles anymore? We are the redeemed. We have been made new. So therefore, we have to forget about seeking those things. But we go on down, for the Heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of these. We know that he know we need that. So why are we tripping? And praise God for the ones who have graduated to that. But I don't care how well your faith works. I don't care how many times you done believed in for what you got wanted and what you needed. There is a dollar figure that will make you have to dig in and build your faith. There is a project out here somewhere that's bigger than where you at right now. So there is always room to grow. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is another part of forgetting. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Forget about tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for itself, of things itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God knows what you got to have. And you don't just pretend it don't happen. What you do is, we go to Philippians 4. Everybody know what's going on in Philippians 4. So you don't just pretend it ain't there, but you forget about the fact that it's a trouble. What you do is, and I like the way, I forget what translation it is. But anyway, so I'm going to read in King James, where it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. One translation says, replace all that worry. It says, be anxious for nothing. Replace all that with prayer and request to God. And thanksgiving. And so let's move on down. Another point I'll make that when you do what the word says, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your understanding. Always acknowledge him in his path. So actually trusting in him will lead you on into seeking God. You trust him, so now you start seeking God, and once you seek God, you'll find that you trust him. You'll find reasons to trust him because you're learning more and more about him. And the more you learn about him, the more you learn to trust him. The more you learn that there's a reason to trust him, you learn that you're able to trust him. And now that you're trusting him, it's easier to seek him. You can just make a loop. This makes a loop, and it just grows and grows and grows. The more you seek him, the more you trust him. The more you trust him, the more you seek him. The more you seek him, the more you trust him. The more you trust him, the more you seek him. Spend the time and make that loop. Another reminder that I want you to remember is casting your cares. Oh, that's a biggie. That's a biggie. Cast your cares. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Let me turn it there, make sure it's not more. I think there's more to it I need to get on besides 7. Y'all just bear with me here. We're gonna get through this. Oh, yeah. Casting your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because you ever see the devil roaring as a lion? He's faking, y'all. He's faking. He roars as a lion. It's fake. Oh, it's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. I want to remind y'all that his roaring is fake. There is no bite to that bark. It's just noise. I said that, and I got something about noise down here. I'm going to get to that. It's just noise. It's just a distraction. Distraction pulling you away, trying to get you to look away, trying to change your focus, trying to get you to focus on what he wants you to have or what he doesn't want you to have. He wants you to focus on his nonsense, his evil. He wants you to turn away from what's yours. The love that God has for you, the care that God gives for you. That's yours. That's what you give strength to. That's what you focus on. That's what you give your attention to. And the more you give it attention, your attention to it, the more it is strengthened in your thought process. And the more it's strengthened in your thoughts, the more you are saying it. The more you're saying it, the more you have it. So the roaring is fake. Walks about seeking who he may devour. Seeking who he may devour. He can't devour anybody. It's only when you yield yourself to it. Don't yield to it, and you don't have to suffer through it. You overcome it. You tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion, that roaring as a lion, that lion is under your feet. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that are in you in the world. Okay. All right. I was reading that for a purpose. It's in another translation. I remember what it is. I'm gonna move on. And I made mention this already. Philippians 4:6, where it says, "Be careful for nothing. Don't be concerned about anything." Let me go there because there's some more I need to do on that. Go back to Philippians here. Philippians 4, and we're gonna be at 6, I believe. And I made mention this already, but we'll do it right quick. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So that's what you remember to do. You forget the troubles, and you take all of that. You know, y'all know stress is a strain on you. It's an energy exerter. I mean, I've listened to Dr. Avery Jackson, and stress is actually as harmful to you as eating bad or bad sleeping habits, or it's just as harmful for you as all these things. It's the causer of a lot of high blood pressure, and he had a list of things, but high cholesterol. You know, y'all know that, and I ain't no doctor, but I just heard him say this, just a little side note. Y'all know that they say don't eat foods high in cholesterol because it clog your arteries. He said that only 20% of the cholesterol that causes heart problems comes from food. The other 80% is stress. Cholesterol comes from stress. And God knows that. That's why he's telling you, be anxious for nothing. Don't be stressing about nothing. Relax. Rest in, take your faith and rest in it. Rest in his promises. It's better than medicine. I mean, it's a healer. So,